With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson here along with George Broadstreet. Glad to have you with us. We've got new folks calling in and giving us reports on games in their areas. You can too, 601-401-6867. Tonight's show being made possible by Cricket Wireless. And here's George.
All right, Russ, some scores that we had not given earlier. Enterprise Clark tonight defeated Clarkdale 34-17. That was a big game. Enterprise Clark is still undefeated at 8-0 now. Cleveland Central beat Columbus 35-22. It was D'Iberville 35, Hancock 9 was the final. Macomb over Lanier 30-8. Laurel beat South Jones 47-7. West Lauderdale survived and beat Louisville 36-35 tonight.
Louisville lost a game?
Yeah, that was their second loss of the year. Huh. Moss Point over Greene County 30-13. It was North Pontotoc 24, New Albany 14. Raymond 7-1 now. They beat South Pike 35-28. And you know, we interviewed and you talked about Sacred Heart extensively last week.
Yes, because I had a great story with the young lady that
kicked that. Well, she must have been good on tonight on four extra points because they won 28-6.
How about that?
Over East Rankin.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got some folks on the phone, and by the way, Dr. Dave will have these scores up on the website as well. So FNUTL.com in case you missed one of them. Let's go to Rex, who wants to talk to us about three ball games, and he's got grandson playing in one, Got a coach in one. Rex, how are you?
I'm good, Russ. How are you?
We're doing good. You got them spread out all over the state tonight.
I do. A quick note. Years ago, I was principal at Pendleton.
I remember that.
In the Marcus Ford. And I called in a few scores in, but I've been retired for several years. But, yeah, I was at Pearl River Central tonight. My son-in-law is James Ray. And he's the head coach at George County.
Yep.
They won 41-7. And, of course, they got Picayune next week. You heard Kerry mention that game at home.
Yep.
And then my oldest son, Ryan, is the head coach at Pilahatchee. And he played one of his former schools, Nanawaya, tonight and won 38-8. And Ryan was at Nanawaya 3 years ago and actually lost the state championship game to Hollandale Simmons at Ole Miss 22-21.
I remember. I called that game. I remember that game. It was a heck of a football game.
Yeah, it was. And then my grandson is a junior, and this is his first year at PCS, Presbyterian Christian, and he played at Taylorsville last year. But my son lives south of Hattiesburg, so he has him now. So he's at PCS. My first year having to keep up with the MAIS, they beat Park Lane 27-13. But I have to thank my daughter-in-laws and my wife and all that. When I'm in one game, they keep me up to what's going on at the other.
So basically, Rex, you're saying it's a network.
I'm pretty traveled out. I'm headed home now. I'm on I-59 coming from Pearl River Central. But I love it. It's good. I love high school football. I coached it a while. Got into school administration. And so it's I enjoy all of them. And son-in-law's got a pretty good team in George County. That ought to be a heck of a game next week.
It's going to be a good one. Hey, thank you so much for calling. Call us next week. Keep us up to date on those three schools.
Gotcha. Okay. I will. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Rex. Appreciate you, man. All right. Okay. I know. Bye-bye. I know Harold is excited tonight. You've been waiting for this night, Harold.
Been doing what you say, Rod?
I said you've been waiting for this night so you could talk about the Petal Panthers winning a game.
Hey, this felt great. I mean, to get that first district win, to go on the road and play Northwest Lincoln there in Flowood,
right?
It feels good. I mean, it feels great. But what really is a surprise to me is what we've got going on with Pearl and Warren Central. If that stood to be 3-0, man, this division is going to be nice next week, because I got to get a little update on y'all.
Okay.
Pearl's got Northwest Rankin. Oak Grove has got Brandon. We get Meridian. And Terry's at Warren Central.
Man, that is a slate of games.
It gets no more exciting in 6A football.
Yep.
Like I said, the teams on the coast, they're getting excited down there. It's getting excited around here now, buddy.
You are exactly.
I'm telling you, this is fantastic. But I tell you, the way these kids have played all year long, Rush, yeah, if you could just, like you said, if y'all could get down here and see these kids. They go out there and they play like I've never seen a football team play for somebody. These guys, these kids, I'm telling you, they play their hearts out. They played their hearts out against Oak Grove and lost. They played their hearts out against Brandon, which Brandon was that good, and they beat them. But they play football now. These kids, hey, there's something. I don't know what it is. It was a major turnaround.
It's
fantastic.
It's called Petal Panther football. Hey, Harold, thanks for the call. We got to run. We got a lot of folks on tonight, but thanks for that. Congratulations on the win, and it's going to get real interesting down the stretch. Thanks, Harold. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, guys, talk to y'all next week.
Okay, bud. Thank you now. Mike joins us now from Hattiesburg. Mike, how's this team shaping up?
Well, Russ, unfortunately, we took one on the chin tonight, lost 33-14 to a better than their record is Brookhaven team tonight. Fell behind early, 20-0. In fact, it was 20-0 at the half. Came out in the second half looking very strong. Got it to 20-14, and midway through the fourth quarter, got down to the 1-yard line, fixing to punch it in. Fourth and goal, and unfortunately, we had a bad quarterback center exchange and fumbled. Brookhaven got it, went down the field, scored, made it 26-14. Then late in the game, we threw a pick six, returned it for a touchdown, and lost 33-14. That's our first region loss of the year. Doesn't get any easier next week as we travel to Wayne County.
Ooh. Well, I tell you what, though, your team's getting better. They're going. Tony Vance is one of the best in the business. Just hang on, because this is a long season. It's going to be interesting. Mike, we got to run. We got.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll talk to y'all next week.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks for that Tiger report.
All right,
everybody's wanting to know about this Pearl Warren Central deal, and so we got Jared Schatz on the telephone, voice of the Vikings. Jared, how you doing, my friend?
I say we got Jared on the phone.
He's coming.
What's going on, guys?
There he is.
There are people calling like crazy, wanting to know if it was 3-0.
Guys, it was 3-0, and he hit it at the horn.
Oh!
A 33-yard field goal for Warren Central to keep Warren Central's playoff hopes alive.
Oh, wow. My gosh. You didn't go crazy, did you?
Look, it's a crazy year. Warren Central started out 3-0 in non-district. They start district play 0-3, and they were taking a lot of heat, guys, especially on the defensive side of the football. And then here comes Pearl, who was averaging, I think, 237 yards on the ground. And Warren Central played outstanding defensively. The game was really played between the 20s tonight. I think there was one red zone drive for Pearl early in the ball game. They missed a field goal. Warren Central would miss a field goal later on. And then they put a drive together on a 4th-and-9 conversion on the last drive. And they hit the 33-yard field goal from Brandon Gillum, who's the hero of Vicksburg tonight.
Jared, I'm going to tell you what. You called a beauty tonight. It just doesn't get better than that.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. Really happy for the kids. It's been a very strange year.
Yes, it has.
But they needed that win badly. And look, District 3, like he was saying, I mean, it's wide open. It really muddies the waters up. And it's going to be a lot of fun for you guys, especially covering this the next few weeks.
Boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. And we look forward to hearing about those bikes. That's huge. I love when they win it at the end.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a defensive, old-school, grind-it-out Pearl versus Warren Central game. And, look, I'm a defensive guy. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Thanks, Jared. We appreciate it. Jared Schott, the voice of the Warren Central Vikings. Jared, we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, brother.
See, I like that. I mean, you know, I know you like the 40-60 game or something like that.
A little cushy.
But I don't mind a good. I mean, a good
smash
3-0 smash mouth. Every play, the game might ride on one play, and they won at the horn. That was a great game.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine?
Yeah,
that's some great stuff. Hey, I want to thank everybody for calling in and making us a part of your Friday night. Want to make sure you're careful on the way home. Get home safely tonight. Tonight's show being made possible by Fast Corporate Credit, and you can find them at their website, fastcorporatecredit.com, helping small business. We'll take a timeout and be back.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. We'll be here till midnight tonight. We got a really good eight-man report coming up tonight with Joel Norris. And speaking of eight-man, Patrick Carr is calling the scoreboard show tonight. And he reminded me that there was a change. Ron Rushing was down at Brookhaven. He's now at Park Lane. And I should have known that because Prep paid Park Lane this year. I didn't get across the field over there to see Ron, but Ron's a winner. He's won everywhere he goes, and we'll see what he does at Park Lane. But thank you, Patrick, for calling that to my attention, and welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Russ, been a long time.
Been a long time.
Been a long time. A long time. Russ, let me tell you something, man. I'll make you smile. I have never not listened to this show every Friday night. Even though it's been years since I've called this show, I've constantly been watching and a fan of this show and still support it.
Well, thank you, Patrick. That means
really
a lot.
I don't really call that much anymore. Go ahead.
I said that means a lot. Thank you so much. I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, man, I love it. Love what you do. You're good for the sport. Look, Ron, I officiate now, so that's the only reason why I don't call. I don't want to get involved with too much, but. I do MAIS football. I'm an official for them.
Outstanding.
And tonight I had Ben's Ford. I had Ben's Ford, Louisiana. I had eight-man football tonight. And I'm going to tell you something. Till I started being around it, it's fantastic.
It's a good product.
It's just as good as Leatherman.
Yep.
It's
fast. It's fast.
Ben 49.
It's fast. Mm-hmm. It's a fast game.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's very physical, too.
Yeah.
And very spirited. Tonight, Ben's 4 ended up winning over Kemper Academy, 50-36 with a close game. You know, they say it made a few costly errors, and Ben's 4 kind of cashed in on them. It was a real good game, a lot of hard hitting, and everybody shook hands at the end of the game, and nobody got hurt. And that's the way I like it.
That's the way you like it. That's
what I'm driving.
That's
and I'm driving home from Bogalusa right now.
Oh, man. Well, keep those eyes open, Patrick. Hey, is it raining where you are?
No. Matter of fact, we were talking about that as I was leaving the park. It was so hot and humid. I said, when is the rain coming? When is the 70-degree weather coming? So I'd be glad when it comes, Russ.
What?
But, no, it's not raining. I'm almost in Hattiesburg right now, just past Columbia. And no, it's not raining.
Well, good. Well, look, hey, Patrick, so good to hear from you. And do call the show. Joel's got a great report coming up on 8-Man.
One thing before we leave.
Yeah.
Ron Rushing, you mentioned that name.
Yes.
Such a classy guy.
Yes,
man,
he is.
Isn't he?
He is.
He's a good coach, but more importantly, he's a good person and very classy.
I totally agree.
He's at Park Lane now.
I knew he was over there because he played prep this year, and I knew he was over there, but I didn't get a chance to go see him. But, hey, Patrick, you take care. Keep the car between the lines on the road. Get home safely. We'll talk to you.
All right, then, Russ. We'll bump into each other one day.
That sounds good to me, my friend. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, I want to bring in one of the – well, I think one of the really solid guys that reports in this area, and Chris Brooks and I have been friends for a long time. And Chris, I think you know the magazine that you started became the Bible of the high school sporting world. And I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us. I know how tired you are, so staying up this late. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I'm not young anymore, Russ. I'm getting up there in years, and some time in the car. I try to see a little bit of a lot of games on Friday night. So, but yeah, that's accurate. Honestly, I'm a late night guy anyway. It's rare I'm in the bed before midnight.
Yeah, that's good. We're good. All right, hey, let me ask you this, Chris. I mean, you've done a lot of work with this. Tell me about that, the product, the 8-Man product, because we've gone to a report now in the second half of the show about 8-Man football. How much time do you put in to tracking this 8-Man?
It's honestly harder to get info.
Yeah.
As you move down the classification, it's easier for these 6A schools, and then you work down. It's a little harder to get info. But, we try to get something together. Some of the coaches are eager to give you stuff, and some aren't, and that's just kind of how that goes. But, programs like a Manchester Academy.
Right.
I mean, when you do it like they do it, I mean, they can't wait to tell you about what they're doing. But I do know that it's fun to watch, and I do agree with Patrick. It's just different, I think people probably have a misconception of it that it's not as physical as the 11. It's just different. It is more wide open. There's more scoring, but there's still a lot of hitting. But I enjoy it.
If you've ever called one, and I've called several, if you've ever called one, it's a lot of fun to call. I mean,
it is a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. Hey, we had a big game, Clinton and Oxford tonight. Did that surprise you, that outcome?
It did. I mean, that shook up that region. That was huge for Clinton to get a win. Now they pull even at 2-2, and Oxford gets their first loss in the region. I mean, we had Starkville and Oxford both going into the night undefeated.
Right.
So, yeah, that kind of turned it on its head a little bit. But I knew Clinton was a good football team. Preseason, they were a good team. They lose a really tough one to Brandon. And, I mean, now they're sitting there 3-4. You don't get off to the start you want, but at 2-2 in the region, and you knock off Oxford, well, all of a sudden now they're kind of right back in the thick of things. So I can't say I was completely shocked at that one. I had a chance to see Oxford a little bit last week at Germantown, and they came back to win it, but they struggled some in the first half. But no, Clinton's a good football team. Maybe a year away from what they want to do, but that's a good football team.
How about Warren Central knocking a field goal through against Pearl?
I'm shocked at 3-0. Yeah. That's shocking.
Yeah, it is.
Because I haven't seen Warren Central play, but I've had a chance to see Pearl play, and I mean they can make football. So I'm kind of anxious to hear exactly what happened there, to keep the score to 3-0.
Yeah.
But a little surprised there because, of course, last week, Warren Central goes down in a game that a lot of people didn't see coming like that. So it's one of those years where, honestly, Russ, there is not one dominant team out there. And it would be hard right now to pick who's going to win a championship in 6A.
Yeah, and who's even just going to be there? This is going to be one of those seasons, I think, Chris, that may come down to the very last game, and there may be some conferences that are decided by points.
It could. Well, like a team like I had a chance to see a little bit of Starkville tonight, and that's a good football team, top to bottom, but kind of like the other ones, because then I had a chance to see a little bit of Madison Central tonight for a quarter. And, they have a big-time quarterback. But they're comparable teams. And, I tell you what, even a team like this, you go down to the coast, and, of course, Starkville beat Madison Central, but it was a really good football game. Down on the coast and what Ocean Springs is doing and what Blake Pinnock's been able to do.
Yeah,
I saw them twice last year. Haven't had a chance to see them this year, but twice at the end of last year. And I'm familiar with their quarterback, Hubbard, a big-time athlete, will have a chance to – he'll have – a chance to play high-level college football one day. I mean, he's just a junior, so 2 years away. Underrated athlete, one of the more underrated athletes in the state. But they're sitting here undefeated, and they could do something here. So I'm with you. We don't even know who's going to get there.
Chris, we have the Miss Isle game back in Hattiesburg this year, and we've been very successful in beating them over at The Rock. And you cover a lot of talent. I think we've got a pretty good roster this year. I think we got a really good shot. Have you had a chance to look at it?
We should. Yeah, well, I have. I think we're pretty good on the defensive line. I mean, we're going to be tough there. Yep. Seems like years more where we can play up front on both sides of the football are the years that we do the best.
That's right.
I do think we're very good on the defensive line, especially. I think the backfield looks like it's going to be good, of course, with what Brandon Robinson's been able to do at Germantown and to Georgia next year. I like the signal callers. We'll be able to have a mix of what we're doing. We'll be able to throw it. We'll be able to run it. So, no, I agree with you. This is going to be one of our better ones, but this is a good one for sure, and the fact that you get to play that game at home makes a big difference.
Well, it does, and Johnny Mims and his staff really do a good job with not only that game but the Bernard Blackwell game. The Bernard Blackwell game is just a fun game to call because, I mean, it's just Katie bar the door. It's just everything in that ball game, and you got North-South playing in that ball game, and the players they picked for that game are really solid.
Right. No, I enjoy that game as much as the Miss Al for me personally. Just because a lot of those kids, and maybe some of them were hoping they'd get in the Miss Al game and it didn't work out.
Right.
Look, you might remember this. Gardner Minshew didn't make the Miss Al game.
That's exactly right.
He played in the Bernard Blackwell and was, I think, offensive MVP of that game.
He was.
And,
he certainly was.
Rest of the story, you see where he is now. So there's a lot of talent that plays in that football game.
Well, that's, Chris, a lot of people may not remember that game that Gardner played in, but I do. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's down in Gulfport again this year at Milner Stadium. So we should have a lot of fun. And, Chris, the folks, if they wanted to find your product, where would they find it?
1 minute. All right, the easiest way to follow me, of course, is social media, MS Gridiron. People are familiar with that.
Right.
We will be publishing a magazine again next year. It's one reason I got out of radio. Last week was my last week on radio here in Jackson after 5.5 years. And there's some other things I'm working on that not out yet. But, we'll have a magazine again next summer. And of course, MS Gridiron on Twitter is the easiest way to track me down.
Man, I tell you what, you're one of the best at it, Chris. Thank you so much. And thanks for staying up with us. You're not going to bed for another hour anyway.
No. We're about to go through some scores. But, hey, appreciate you, Russ. God bless. Talk to you soon,
buddy. Right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you so much. Well, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're heading to the top of the hour. We'll go through all the scores across the state. And we got some folks lined up in the second half. It's going to be a great show. Keep it right here. Friday night, Under the Lights continues in a moment.